Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil Rumor, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation, joining us this morning talking about the teacher contract impasse. Phil, I was just looking. We last talked to you on December 14th about this. What has changed since then?
Welcome. First of all, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. The only thing that has really changed is that we're now awaiting for a fact finder to issue a report. Both the BTF and the district have submitted information to a fact finder who will probably within the next week or two issue a non-binding report on what she believes would be a fair settlement, and then we'll get back into negotiations based on that.
Is this going, I mean, this has escalated a little bit, at least in the public's eye, right, Phil, with these new billboards. Is that a sign that this is not going well?
Well, let's put it this way. It's a sign that teachers are angry that it's been taking so long. And we really need the public to understand why teachers are really angry. We've had, like, this year, we've had about 170 teachers resign because they feel that they're not being treated well. And we want the public to know that, you know, one of the reasons they're so upset is that Buffalo teachers are actually making 38% less than their colleagues in the Big Five and in the surrounding districts. And it takes them 27 years to reach maximum, whereas in most other districts, it's 22 years. And that's like $100,000 or so in their lifetime earnings. But we want the public to know what's going on. And we'd ask also if they would really want to know some more details that they'd go to what's on the billboard, which is faircontractnow.org. And they click on that and they'll see some of the problems that we're having.
You know, you say that the teachers are way behind in salary in Buffalo compared to their counterparts, but does that tell the whole story? I mean, could the benefits be better for Buffalo teachers than they are for other districts?
Well, the Buffalo teachers have, you know, decent benefits too, but you know, something, the Buffalo teachers really have been working very, very, very hard for the last 3 years, you know, like all the teachers are, but their benefits are comparable, in some cases better, in some cases worse than other districts. But it's not just salaries that we're concerned about. One of the things that we have in negotiations that the district hasn't even addressed is we need more school counselors, social workers, attendance teachers, and psychologists, because our kids went through a lot during the blizzard. And we want to have more in the buildings, and they haven't even addressed that.
But isn't that kind of a key, crucial part in this negotiation? You know, salary plus benefits plus the whole package. I mean, when those billboards read that Buffalo teachers are getting paid, you know, almost 40%, between 30 and 40% less than other teachers, Are you taking that figure as just salary? Are we including the full picture? How are people supposed to read that?
Well, basically, that's salary, you know, because one of the people, everybody, some of the parents that have called me, or not parents, some of the people that have called me and saying, well, from what I understand, you're making just the same thing and everything as everybody else is making around here. And the problem is that the teachers have families, too, and they've been treated terribly by the district. Like, let me give you an example. We've been without a contract for 3 years. The district doesn't want to have, the only thing the district wants to offer us for the past 3 years is a one-shot bonus that doesn't count towards retirement. Well, that's absurd. You know, they're the ones that have been delaying this. So it is, we did want the people to know and the teachers to know that, you know, one of the things that we're dealing with is insulting salaries, and teachers are leaving. They want to stay here. They want to be with our kids. But what's happening now, and if you look at the faircontractnow.org, you can see some of the issues that we have.
Should we take that to mean then that if salary is the billboard item, you know, literally, then the teachers would be willing to make some concessions when it comes to benefits, health care, maybe some of these other things in exchange for a higher salary?
Well, the bottom line is this, though, too. there's always give and take in negotiations, you know. But the bottom line on it also is that we're starting out so much worse than everybody else. And the teachers do have families, too. When it comes to salaries, people are leaving because they feel disrespected. And you know, if other school districts can value their employees and say, look, we know you have families. We know it's been tough. We know you're doing a tough job. But just imagine that you have a family and you have a friend that's in another school. Let me give you an example in Williamsville, and they deserve it in Williamsville. It takes them maybe 14 years to get the maximum salary of $100,000. And ours isn't anywhere near that. Our maximum salary is somewhere around 60 or 80,000 at the most, you know, depending on how many years you've worked.
Phil, I want to go back to that one-shot bonus that you said the district is offering. I mean, could that one-shot bonus go a long way in bringing those salaries to a more acceptable level?
No, it doesn't do it. It's just a one-shot bonus. In other words, you get a check for $7,000 or $8,000, and that's it. It doesn't affect your salary at all.
Where does this go from here? What's the next step?
Brian, the next step is that we're waiting for the mediator to make his report. Once he makes his report, both sides will look at it, and there's usually things in it that one side likes and doesn't like, and the other side likes and doesn't like. Once that report is issued, we will then take a position on it, and we'll get back to the table. We may get back to the table with somebody from PERB to make it easier. One of the things I would indicate, though, is that negotiations have started to go better with the new superintendent. She's actually been at the table, and it seems like there's at least a better tone, at least sometimes. We get a lot of, I was watching something the other day on TV, and their chief negotiator was really being nasty and actually made some misstatements or false statements saying that they didn't know, we never submitted anything, so that they know that we're so far behind other school districts. Well, that's really not true. We've submitted stuff to the fact finder, and they have that information. But to say something like that, that's basically a lie, it's really kind of disconcerting. But at least when the superintendent is there, things are better, and we are confident that and hopeful. And let me just give you another thing real quick, if I can, Brian and Susan. The district has over $300 million surplus. We also have worked with the governor for 3 years now, the last 2 years and next year. They will get a $178 million increase in state education aid. So they have plenty of money, and if other districts can take care of their employees and supply the needed school counselors, so can Buffalo.
Phil, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you both, and stay healthy and drive carefully, okay?
That's Phil Brumore, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.